Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Reset.
And on location
at another
fair. I just am fair obsessed, for crying out loud. It's a Fairapalooza, for crying out loud. Why not? First day of the Minot State Fair, the North Dakota State Fair at Minot, rather. And, of course, we just did mini fairs the last couple of days in Alexander and Southard. And, boy, a shout out to all the good folks that came up and listened to What's on Your Mind. God bless you. Just some wonderful salt of the earth folks. It was great to meet you. And we are really humbled to have the largest radio audience on the Northern Plains, on What's on Your Mind. Thanks to the mother of all radio signals, 550 K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100, the flag, out of Fargo-Moorhead, the patriotic blowtorch of the valley, and, of course, 1090 KTGO, Tioga, Williston, Watford City, and 1460 KLTC in Dickinson. We were in KLTC country yesterday, and that was great fun. Southart never had so many folks gathered around the high school, and just was a fabulous time. The food was phenomenal. The people were great. Perfect weather. Everything was great. So today I'm at the Fargo Street Fair on What's on Your Mind. And have you ever been to the Fargo Street Fair, Todd, before? He's listening to audio. He's preparing for the show. He does all the work here.
What you told me to do. Okay, I'm sorry. Now I'm back. What did you say? I'm sorry.
I said, have you ever been to the Fargo Street Fair?
I have not been to the Fargo Street Fair.
Have you been to a street fair?
I've been to a street fair. Well, we have a street fair in Bismarck in the falls. So
yeah, so you've been to with the white tents and the crafts and the soaps and the wedding carving and the signs. Okay, all right. So you know what I'm talking about when I say street fair. They've become pretty iconic. I think Fargo was among the first. It's certainly the biggest. It's just ginormous. And I know there's a great one at Detroit Lakes now. I've been to Bismarck's as well in the fall.
What's the signature thing at the Fargo Street Fair? What's the... the most identifying feature of it.
I don't know, other than just the size, probably, right? I mean, there's just so many things, and, you know, I always like the kind of fun food stands and stuff, but,
you know,
a lot of the merchants that are here all year long do great things. We're at Halberstadt's on Broadway. Halberstadt's probably the best men's clothing store on the planet. So, for instance, if you come to Halberstadt's today, they have suits that start at $69.99. That's not a typo.
Wow.
A suit, I mean, and nice suits, okay? The kind of suits you'd go somewhere else and pay $400, $500, $600 for, and they have shirts starting at $10. Oh, $5 to $10. Yeah, so $5 to $10.
You can even do that in thrift stores. Holy cow!
I know, shirts for $10. All kinds of items actually at $5 and $10. And then there's the Broadway shoe company. They have streets sale. What am I trying to say? Street fair sales on all women's shoes, 50% off. Johnson & Murphy, Cole Haan, and five for the men, and all women's shoes, 50% off. Your Day by Nicole is here, specializing in wedding gowns and fine jewelry and accessories. And they have a street fair jewelry sale, $2 to $20 items, and select dresses, 50% off. So there's a little flavor, Todd, right? Of you know, different things that businesses that are here all year long do. And then there are just, I mean, I don't know, but I'm looking at a lady right now that's getting her tent ready. It actually starts at 10, and it's all baby clothes. Not for human babies, but like doll clothes. You know what I mean? So, that you know, that kind of stuff. There's soaps, and there's, you know, signs and wood carvings and, you know, I probably should start a list because I'll be forgetting stuff. If you've ever been to a street fair, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, come check us out today. 102 Broadway is our location. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, a great resource. And, boy, we had a great time. Kudos to Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council, Tessa Sandstrom, Alexis Brinkman, and the entire Petroleum Council staff for doing a great job of putting on a wonderful event. Really for the communities, if you had to pick one thing that is celebrated at the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest, it's community. It really is. It's just neighbors talking to neighbors, and a number of companies come in and do a bang-up job. The kids had smiles from ear to ear. They wouldn't leave last night at Southard. I mean, they'd taken down the tents at 8 o'clock at night, and folks are still there having a great time because it was just a beautiful night. So way to go, and make sure you make it there next year if you didn't make it this year. We have a lot of news to talk about today on the program, and I want to get to all of it. We have just one guest, so we want to spend some time talking to you. I'm trying to find some folks that are at the North Dakota State Fair today. So here's the deal. If you call us from the North Dakota State Fair, you actually have to be on the state fair grounds and give us some kind of a, you know, description so we know you're there. Like, I'm standing right in front of the, you know, sculpture of butter. I don't know. Whatever you find that is the most fun and unique at the North Dakota State Fair, you call us from there, and we will give you a pair of Medora musical passes. I saw Buffalo Bill last night. He was out in the South Hart for the big event, and he said the musical was just the best ever. And I said, you know, a lot of folks think if they've done it, they've done it. He said, no, I mean, 50th anniversary edition this year is really special. So that's pretty darn cool. There's a bunch of Teddy Roosevelts in Medora this weekend as well. There's a Teddy Roosevelt Fest. Will the real Teddy Roosevelt please stand up? We know that's our buddy Joe, right? It's got to be Joe. But
well, how do you know? They're all Teddy.
I know. It's a check license.
Don't know.
I see some IDs, right? There's a lot going on out there. We also will do a pair of bully pull passes if you really, really knock it out of the park from the North Dakota State Fair today, okay? If you stop and see me at Halberstadt's downtown Fargo, Redhawks tickets on me, okay? You pick your game, and we're going to send you to a Redhawks game. There's still great Redhawks. FM Redhawks are still cranking at Newman Outdoor Field, and it's a lot of fun, so you can check out that as well. In the meantime, let's find out what's on your mind here today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 in studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd with your comments at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. So one more time, and I'm not going to say the numbers anymore because I know it'll be in your speed dial. And you can call us to win from the Minot State Fair or wherever you are for whatever reason today on the program. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number for you to tell me what's on your mind, okay? One guest today, Tom Fryer of the North Dakota Family Alliance, will be here bottom of the next hour. North Dakota Family Alliance is the voice for families in North Dakota. And Tom is retiring here in a little bit from a whole lot of decades of great service to really faith and family. He's an amazing individual. And that's a great organization, a lot of wonderful people. My buddy Enoch Thorsgaard, and they start naming names, just some of the, you know, the core folks. Enoch, of course, served in the legislature a lot of years out of Northwood. One of the core folks that got that organization started. But I imagine Tom will have a lot to say, not only about the recent Supreme Court decisions, but also this Planned Parenthood. What do I call that? What's the proper term for it? I don't know. I need one. But, you know, I hardly could sleep last night, despite the fact that I needed it, because on the way back from the Cook Fest, I was catching up on what's happening in the news, right? And I just got a pit in my stomach about, obviously, Tennessee and what's going on there, and thinking of Marines gunned down by Muhammad what's-his-name. And then I hear these idiots on every news channel debating the most obvious things in the world, like, oh, we don't know if it's terrorism or if it's domestic violence or... A, who cares? Number one, honestly, I don't care. B, what do you think it is? Unless you've been dropped on your head recently, I'm sorry. We know what that is. Day before Ramadan ends, guy named Muhammad on Facebook talking about, things that obviously lead us to believe that he wouldn't exactly be leading a Boy Scout troop. It is what it is, and it makes me sick. Killing in cold blood. Leathernecks, the best of the best at this reserve center down there. Here's what I want to know. I understand one of the Marines killed was very involved in a major firefight in Afghanistan. That's one of the reports I've heard. So, given this recent breach on data, did he know, for instance, that there were some reservists in Chattanooga that were part of an endeavor there? Or is it just random? Workplace violence. Here's what I really want to try hard to do. I want your opinion on all of these stories today, but I really don't want to do the woulda, shoulda, coulda stuff, right? I mean, why don't they allow guns on bases? They should. That's stupid. A fifth grader could figure that out. But I don't want to debate it, okay? I don't want to debate, you know, if they put up bigger barricades. I want us to figure out how to engage and recognize we are at war with radical Islamists who want us obliterated from the face of the earth. I want us to understand the fight we're in and not running around worried about, well, I know he is of the Islamic faith, and I know his name is Muhammad, but that doesn't mean that this is a terrorist act. Come on. Call it whatever you want that makes you comfortable. But let's not fight yesterday's fight. That's crazy. Are we willing to engage to take these people on? I don't know. Even the Aurora guilty verdict, you think? I could have done the guilty verdict on all 100 counts in 15 minutes. And these poor families have been waiting this long for that. Something's very wrong. Do you agree or not? Please tell me. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional land auctions in Morton, Adams, Grant, Golden Valley, and Lemoore counties, and a Piper exclusive land auction featuring the former Hudson Company Ranch north of Medora, with 20,000 acres of vast meadows, streams, and ponds framed by the rugged buttes of the Dakota Badlands. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at pipers.com.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus: to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Threat is far different than the threat of Al-Qaeda 10 or 12 years ago. If you use the hockey analogy, Al-Qaeda was working with a very big puck, and they would pass it back and forth to each other before they tried to score. The big puck was the grandiose, the big strike on America, an airliner strike or a bridge or a tunnel. Here, you have people who are going to just put shots on goal. ISIS is looking for anyone who will listen to their message and move to action to fire. to take action against the military, against law enforcement. And the other thing that the director is warning about is this notion of going dark. Because of technology advances today, the FBI is hearing and seeing less and less and less because of encryption technology.
That guy's Ron Hosko, who's on Sean Hannity's television show last night on Fox News Channel. He's president of the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, former assistant director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I thought that was a fabulous analogy. Again, we're playing checkers, they're playing chess, right? And I like his hockey analogy better, but it's good. That's my point. Does that worry you? I mean, I tell you, it's tough. Anyway, whatever's on your mind today, that just has me a little hot. I just think we need to engage. I'm just so mad about what happened down there. I'm so mad. And I'm trying to channel my frustration into thinking of ways that we can change the debate so there is no longer a debate about the fact that we are at war and what we need to do about it. So, Kurt and Hebron, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Thanks for calling today. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to make a comment about, you know, how hard Dr. Martin Luther King fought for rights in this country, and how, you know, if he was still alive, how hard do you think he would be fighting for these children now that are being, you know, sold as parts, I guess. It's like going to an auto parts store almost to buy parts for a body. You know, and it just frustrates me because I don't feel that this country is standing up hard enough and strong enough, you know, for children and unborn children. You know, we're having people getting killed left and right here now with these ISIS militants in our country, and our government does absolutely nothing about it. You know, they shun any reporter that asks a difficult question. I think it's really sad.
Yeah, you know, I have to tell you, I have a little bit of a different take on Planned Parenthood only in this. I mean, we're on the same page, without question, Kurt, and I appreciate your call because I want to talk a little bit about this today, too. But I think, number one, we know Planned Parenthood's doing this, right? This is not a surprise. But I think there's even the pro-choice community that sees this and says, come on this we can agree, that's wrong, right? So I actually think this will do more long-term damage to Planned Parenthood. And for that, we ought to be grateful. Because they're doing it, but doing it in the shadows versus now that we know it because of this video and the things that were said, it's a game changer. And we can have conversations like this. We've spent a lot of time this week talking about Pluto and things. Is there life over there? Why would a bacteria be considered life on Mars and a heartbeat not be considered life on Earth? Just spend a little time wrapping your mind around that. And I think the combination of knowing what we now know about Planned Parenthood literally having a little party over, oh, look, I got a liver. Oh, yeah, here, look at here. The crassness of it. And then we're awakened to it, and we can connect those dots. So I think that's actually, it sickens me. I'm with you, but I'm not trying to be flippant about what we know about Planned Parenthood. I think it'll shut them down. I really do. And that couldn't happen to a finer organization. They should be banished from the face of the earth. I mean, and let me ask you a serious question. If you disagree with me, tell me something good about Planned Parenthood. And then, even if I agree with you that that's a good, I want to ask you if all the bad they do outweighs that good. In other words, if I go to church on Sunday and drop $100 in the plate, and then I go out and murder people all day, am I a good person? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's somebody else's comment from a little bit earlier during the break. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Yeah, what I'd like to see is a bill that allows every military person the right to carry and the right to go across different state lines, no matter what, and carry a weapon with them, a concealed weapon, to protect themselves. And on recognition of who may have done this, remember the news media when it was the Atlanta bomber, and they described him as a white male, and obviously this was the guy that did it. And then if you look at the D.C. sniper, they said it's going to be a white male in his mid-20s or 30s and hates everybody else. So the media is swapping over and protects some people and don't protect the others. So anyway, that's what I got to say. Thank you.
It's another good take. Appreciate yours. I want to hear from you folks. when you heard about what happened in Chattanooga at the Marine Reservist Base, your reaction? When you hear about what happens in Planned Parenthood clinics, how about this? Do you know the date of the Aurora movie theater showing? Do you know the date it happened? A little trivia question for you. Call me if you know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and tell me. Here's some emails. Since the Southern Cross was banned after the church shootings in South Carolina, are we now going to bulldoze mosques in America because this Muslim killed Marines? Sorry, I didn't read that very well. Since the Southern Cross was banned after the church shootings in South Carolina, are we now going to bulldoze mosques in America because this Muslim killed Marines? Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you prefer email. Text Todd, 701-226-8503 with your comments. Another says, Scott, they warned us they would attack military personnel, remember? Those in authority need to do something. Kept the gun free. I don't know what that means, but they did warn us. And again, I have some real questions about why that place was not better guarded. Why isn't there an armed guard out front? Even if the military personnel can't have their own weapons, why isn't there an armed guard out front? But what I don't want us to do is get wrapped up in Monday morning quarterbacking the woulda, shoulda, couldas. I just want us to fight. For the love of these Marines that have been murdered in cold blood, fight. Get in the game. Hey, I think we have our first caller from the Minot State Fair. We're at the Fargo Street Fair, downtown Halberstadt's on Broadway, 102 Broadway, and we asked for folks to call in from the State Fair in Minot. Alan, are you there?
I'm here.
What you doing, sir?
I'm working up here. We just started today, and we work there.
What do you do?
I work for a waste management, doing the garbage.
Heck of a deal. Somebody's got to clean that place up, right?
Yeah.
So when you take a little break, Alan, from cleaning the place up, where do you eat at the State Fair?
Usually, try something new. You know, see what wasn't there last year and try something new or whatever. See what they got, different things.
What was your favorite thing last year? Do you remember?
Oh, to be honest with you, I don't know. Don't really remember.
They have that little tour of the food where they do kind of the crazy, neatest things that are always good. I remember the Oreo cookie, the deep-fried Oreo cookie last year. It was pretty good. Hey, Alan, I have a pair of tickets for you for the Medora musical. How about that?
That sounds like winter.
That sound okay?
That's great.
Are you working there through the whole fair?
Sure am, yep.
Well, you'll need a little break down there at Medora Musical. And for everybody else, you hang on, Alan. Manny will get your address and mail those off. And I'll take another call from the State Fair. Bully Pulpit passes next to you. Really wow me from the State Fair. 1-800-MEDORA-1, Medora.com to get yours. Mark in Watford City is next. Then John in Bismarck and Mike on the road. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil? If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number, 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
The best listeners on the planet Earth make up the What's On Your Mind audience, and we love you. Thank you very much for listening. Appreciate you very much. On Fridays, it's kind of a free-for-all. Try and get to as many of you as we can. So if you get on the line, we're going to move fast, and we're going to get to all of you at 800-228-0550. 28 before the top of the hour. Todd, I have a big announcement here on the program.
Okay.
I want every one of the listeners to know that I have on very good authority. If you love Cloverdale bacon, summer sausage, ham, I mean, you name it, okay?
Yeah.
The days you want to be at the North Dakota State Fair would be on Saturday for the big parade,
okay.
And then on the Pride of Dakota Day, which is Monday. That's at 11 a.m. So just saying, you know, start planning right now, because everything's better with bacon.
What about next Friday when you and I are both going to be there?
I think you and I are going to have to, we'll do our own bacon. I think that's not a bad idea, actually. Todd and I are going to be there on Friday, and you see the t-shirts we're giving away? Are they sweet? First 100 people in the tent at 10 a.m. on Friday get the free tent. That's right.
The free t-shirt, you mean?
Not the tent. Yeah, we don't want to give that away. Well, we do have
Scott,
triple XL.
I mean, use that tent. Don't be giving it away while you're there.
So yeah, we'll let them keep the tent and we'll give away t-shirts. Oh. But anyway,
but you had our attention at bacon in the first place. Now you're throwing a tent in there.
Right, and call before you dig too, would you please?
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
I can dig it.
You can dig it. Yeah, exactly. So
we
anyway,
can save that catchphrase for the next campaign, I guess.
But you're right. Thank you for reminding me of that. And I guess I better bring the bacon. For sure. So we'll bring in the bacon and a few other surprises. So it'll be worth your while. I'd want to be there, though, at 10 a.m. on Friday so you can be part of What's On Your Mind. And Todd is going to be live with the K-Fire Cafe. We're going to have a blast on Friday, a week from today, at the North Dakota State Fair. Today at the Fargo Street Fair, which is one of the bigger street fairs in the region. It really is amazing. And if you're in the house, you're in the neighborhood, come on down. We'll be here till 11 o'clock today at 102 Broadway, which is corner of Broadway and First Avenue North. And we're at Halberstadt's on Broadway, finest men's clothing store on the planet Earth. I keep telling them, get to Bismarck. You've got to take this. This doesn't exist in Bismarck. It's fantastic, but it really is. Tim Halberstadt is a friend of mine, a longtime neighbor. He recently moved to the really nice neighborhood. You know, he upgraded a little, Todd, and left us, you know.
Can't do back on her. Is that what I'm hearing here or what?
But anyway, Tim, he watched our kids grow up, and we watched his kids grow up. Great guy. And I called him last night on the way back and said, hey, I want to go to the street fair. He said, come on down. So here we are at 102 Broadway. And it seriously is. I love it. I have a suit on now, as a matter of fact. suit at street fair is not the, normally the attire, but I have a funeral.
Wow.
A little later on
to
attend. So.
I was going to say, when did you start wearing suits to work? Holy cow.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, let's get to the phones here, as I promised. Okay, let's. Who was next? Wasn't it Mark in Watford City? Mark in Watford City, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, sir.
I'm good. Okay, I'm on a cell phone, but hey, this is all kind of the in that grand scheme of thing. Nobody knows who this guy is or so what Obama said the other day about we don't know the whole truth yet. But yet at the same time, whenever a white man shoots a black man or a law enforcement or whatever, all of a sudden that's racial. You know, it's immediate, whether it is or not. I mean, it's all the big scheme is he's trying to. And the administration and there's a whole group out there that are trying to create some kind of civil unrest. And if it gets large enough, which is it's heading that way with the racial stuff going on, it's all part of civil unrest. He could declare martial law, and we can never get him out of there again, according to the Constitution.
Yeah, well, I honestly don't lay awake at night sleeping worrying about that sleepless because. I think, thankfully, we're about to, we're within inches of this guy being toast, right? So
we're
you're in some change from being gone, and I think maybe even if he wanted to do that, he's not going to pull it off. This is the United States of America, the greatest country on the face of the earth, and even that horrible president, and I'm sorry, that's what he is, can't bring us down. But the point is, I'm not worried about Barack Obama. I don't want to talk about him anymore. You know what I want to talk about? The people that agree with him. Because we need to change hearts and minds that this is no way to run a railroad.
Right.
The folks that have elected this man are the problem in this country right now. It's not him. And
right. He's their leader. And he's the one that he's dragging it down. He's dragging the whole country down with him. And the thing with these other people that have this mindset that he's some kind of, executive being or holy, what do you want to call him, spiritual leader or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. The point is, labels and all that stuff, I'm just done with it. I want to just say, do we as Americans forget any politician, Republican or Democrat alike? I don't care. I don't want to hear from them. It's blah, blah, blah. It's poll tested. It's, I don't care. Republicans are all worried about offending Hispanics, so they go one way. Democrats are all worried about offending their base, so they go the other way. Just shut them off for a second. I want Americans, not as liberals, or Republicans, or left or right. I want Americans to decide, are we in a war or not? When we have people, torpedoing with their car, for crying out loud, our Marines, and getting out and firing, is that not war to you?
It's war. You're absolutely right. I'm behind you 100%.
I know
and
you are.
This is what's going to shoot us into a civil war, and that's the bottom line. And
Let's fix it before that happens. John and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
That's the anniversary for that shooting. That's on July 20th.
July 20th of what year?
I believe it was 2000. My first guess was, I'm going to say that, but I'm going to say it was 2013.
You're only off by a year. It was 2012, okay?
I know. That was my first guess.
But
it wasn't a guess, actually. I knew that. But
think about this.
It wasn't that long ago, you know?
My point in raising this is we're sitting here in July of 2015, and somebody who was blatantly guilty that walks into a theater and senselessly murders people, we're sitting here and messing around. Not convicting the person until something's wrong with this is what I'm getting at. I mean, this is just you don't. I mean, I understand you got to have a judicial system and you got to let them lawyer up and you got everything else. But I mean, can you imagine those families?
Yeah, I was watching the news this morning at 4:15 and they were talking about it. It's like, my gosh, it's been that long already, And he's
a third
just
grader
finishing it up.
A third grader could have figured that out. You're absolutely right, John. Appreciate you calling and.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Can you go to Midori yet this year?
Yeah, I can.
All right, we'll get you some Midori passes because I did ask a question and you answered it and he answered it. I actually remembered it as 2012. I didn't remember the actual date, but you did some good work there. So we'll get you a couple of passes for the Midori musical 50th anniversary edition. It's a great show, so hope you go see it. Hang on, John, and my man Manny will take good care of you there on the phones. Jim, who is also. Which fair are you at? It says at the fair. Are you at the Fargo Street Fair where I am, or are you at the North Dakota State Fair today? Jim?
Hello. me.
Which fair are you at, Jim?
Oh, I'm at Minot.
North and Dakota State Fair.
I'm the chairman for the state parade tomorrow.
You are the chairman for the state parade, for crying out loud?
Yes.
So here's
we're
the...
We're going to have one of the largest parades we've ever had tomorrow.
I want to verify. I want to trust you, Jim, but verify to make sure you are who you say you are. Who's the Grand Marshal?
Dakota Fred Hurt.
All right, you win. You win. Are you at the fair right now, Jim?
No, I just left the place. I'm living out there for the week, so.
Are you really?
Yeah, I live out there for the week.
That's fabulous. Now, so tell everybody what they need to know about the fair. I'm sorry, about the parade. Where and when and what time it starts. Give us the 411 on the parade tomorrow.
The parade starts at 9:15 at Broadway and Birdie. Then it goes down Birdie, down to the fairgrounds, through the fairgrounds, and then it exits out the East Gate. And if you want a good seat, be there early because the good seats get taken early. I mean, when I come up from the camper to go for our half breakfast and have our little meeting before we start out, there's people usually there. That's 6:30 when I leave. And there's people sitting there usually.
But it's worth that wait, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's a great parade. And make sure you bring your kids and a lot of grocery bags because it could be a lot of camp.
Now, I know you're a biased source to ask this question, but I've often heard the two best parades in North Dakota are the North Dakota State Fair Parade and the Mandan July 4th Parade. That's the creme de la creme. Which one is the best, would you say, Jim?
Well, I have to be biased because I run the North Dakota State Fair Parade.
I know you do.
And it's the best parade. I don't know. Mandan has a really good parade, too, because I have watched it a couple times, too, and they have a great parade, too. And the good thing about Mandan is they at least get Mandan's marching band in there, and they take off the lead parade. We can't get Minot's band to go up there, so hopefully one of these years I'm going to get them to lead the parade. I think next year we're going to have the 188th National Guard band, hopefully, so that'd be fun.
How many marching bands do you have in total?
None.
None? Do they exist anymore?
Well, they do, but only during the school year.
Well, these kids are still around. They'd come play, wouldn't they, for the North Coast State Fair?
I would think they would, but nobody wants to do it.
I miss those. That, to me, was always the best part of the parade.
I love the band. Actually,
188 is darn good, though.
I'm almost thinking about hiring one. Bring a big group in from someplace. So.
Now, here's an idea for you, Jim. You could have... And this would be great promotion for the state fair all year long. You could have a North Dakota State Fair marching band and, do your big deal at the state fair, obviously, but then go around to a few other parades.
Sure, that'd be kind of fun.
You practice at Mandan.
Well, and open it up to the state for people to audition and become part of it, and then it becomes an item of prestige to have actually achieved that.
Sure.
So, Jim, because I know... Yeah, there you go. Todd, yeah, there you go. One of the high school band directors can take it on. I know Todd's going to want to put this on the news later, so tell me your last name.
Clifford.
All right.
The big red dog.
Darn right. Yeah, any relation to Tom Clifford?
No. No, I came from southern Minnesota.
Did you?
Ended up in Minot with the Air Force and stayed here, so.
Heck of a deal. Well, Clifford's kind of a famous name in North Dakota because Tom Clifford was the...
He was
the best president on the planet Earth, the North Dakota's finest ever.
Yeah. Everybody asked me that question. Were you any relatives to Tommy? Oh, I probably could be short tail, So.
There you go. So last question, Jim. How many units in the parade?
We have 215 units right now. That's entries. So we're probably over 300 units.
And what's your favorite?
Well, my favorite's going to be Dakota Fred because he's got a surprise for everybody.
Uh-oh.
And I can't tell that because they'd be giving up the surprise. But he's coming back from Alaska. He's been up there mining gold. And he's coming back from Alaska just to be in the parade. And he's so excited that he called from Seattle. He says, I'm in Seattle. I'm in Seattle. I'll be there.
I'm almost there. Great story, Jim. Thank you. Jim Clifford chairing the State Fair Parade tomorrow. Thanks for checking in from the fair. We appreciate it very much. Andrew in Jamestown, when we come back, more of your calls. Welcome on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Scott, love it. You tell us to come down to Halberstadt's for Red Hot tickets, and the door's locked. Not that I wanted the tickets, but...
Well, we saw you coming. Why else do you think we...
There he is.
Lock the door. Yeah.
Lock the door. Get out of here. He's coming.
I should have mentioned Halberstadt's opens at 10. However, the doors are open now. So my apologies. And I guess I'll give that particular listener, instead of two tickets, how about four? You just come back and we'll take good care of you.
Oh, look at you, huh?
Because that was our mistake. But, and we did not lock the door when we saw him coming. That was a joke. J-O-K-E joke. We're allowed to have a little fun here once in a while, aren't we, Todd?
How dare you, joke.
Yeah, I know. By the way, we are at Halberstadt's on Broadway, finest men's clothing store on earth. I kid you not. And it's in North Dakota. How about that? We lucked out again, ladies and gentlemen. The best of everything in North Dakota. And they have some great street force street fair sales going on. This is a great street fair. If you've never been to Fargo's, take it in sometime. A lot of fairs going on. Cook Fest just wrapped up. Man, we're having a lot of fun. But they have suits starting at $69.99. They have all kinds of $10 shirts, $5 to $10 items. There's also the Broadway Shoe Company. All women's shoes are 50% off. And Cole Haan. I love Cole Haan shoes. They are on sale big time right now. Johnson & Murphy and Fry, is it? I think it's Fry. Anyway, and also next door, Your Day by Nicole. They specialize in wedding gowns and fine jewelry and accessories. If there's a wedding in your family in the future, you need to make the trip to downtown Fargo, 102 Broadway, and check out Your Day by Nicole. They have a street fair jewelry sale going on, $2 to $20 on all the items, and select dresses, 50% off, too. Halberstadt's on Broadway. Great folks. Tim Halberstadt and his family and the guys here, Barry and Alex, are just, they're marvelous. They'll take great care of you. Don't buy a suit anywhere else. I'm serious. I've bought many here, and what I would tell you is, in addition to being a great deal, great quality, the tailor that they use, the alterations they do here are just phenomenal. I mean, these suits fit you perfectly. I'm odd-shaped because I used to be, you know, a little bit larger. So, they not a problem. Fits you just perfect. So, if you want to look your best and get a suit for $69, Halberstadt's is your place. Okay, they're also in West Acres Mall, too, but they're downtown having fun with us at Street Fair. Andrew in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me, my man.
Hey, Todd. Hey, Todd. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, Andrew.
Good.
Those are giving me top billing. I got to give a shout out to
Please
you
do. Yes, yes. Thank you for greeting, Todd. That's very nice of you. And by the way, you should know, in Southart, of all the people that came up, most of them said, is Todd here? And I'd say no, and they'd say, well, it's nice to see you, too.
Okay, but that was a Friends and Neighbors Day, and somebody came up to me and, are you Scott? No, I'm Todd. Oh.
So it happened.
Totally dejected look.
Anyway, that's not why you called, Andrew. Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, I'm going to say something that really probably is going to be a bit offensive. But one thing that comes to mind when I think of the situation, and listening to you speak to a previous caller, two callers ago, when he was talking about the shootings and so forth, what I would say is, you know, one freedom fighter is another man's terrorist. And I guess my thoughts on that are simply this. it kind of had a lot of gloom and doom and all that sort of stuff. But, I mean, there's something coming whether we realize it or not. And you can blame it and put it wherever you want. It's been coming for a while. But the bottom line is, what I find really offensive is, I was watching CNN last night, and it's like, you know, I can put the dots together. You don't need to be politically correct for me to put the dots together.
You're talking about on what this is, right?
Right. I mean, it's pretty.
And I agree with you, Andrew, because to me, a fifth grader could figure that out. I mean, a third grader could figure that out, right? I mean, and here's what I worry about. And look, I'm not. Your opinions are all welcome here. If you want to talk about why are guns not allowed on military bases, I agree with you. But my point is, that's just so stupid to even waste any energy debating it, because it's as if, you know, how many of these do we need to have happen until we figure that out? And then the debates about, now wait a minute, we can't say these this or that. Just forget it. I'm saying it to folks that agree with me about this situation and folks that don't agree. Why do we waste our time fighting over that stuff? It's small ball.
It is what it is. Right. And here's what I'll give you, too. You know, when we had these first, I remember Barack, and I was one of the idiots who put him in office, but here's the deal. You know, he was the first one to come out and say, you know, how many of these is it going to take? We need to stop this. Well, that was 2 or 3 years ago with Sandy Hook. How many more is it going to take? I mean, granted, they're not all connected and they're not all under the same premise, but I mean, you know, this nonsense is just outrageous. I mean, it's gotten to the point where I look at it on TV and I go, no shooting. You know, I was appalled the first few times. Now it's like, no shooting. There's nothing new. I mean, we're getting desensitized to this stuff.
But by the way, I'm in the same camp. I have to tell you, yesterday I was, you know, obviously with the Cook Fest and everything going on, moving down from Newtown to Southart, and when that thing hit, I saw what it was, and, I went, oh, I really did. I mean, I was more outraged as I got more of the details last night. But I mean, I didn't go, oh no, darn, I'll get another one. It's just like, no, yeah, there it is. So you're right. We are being desensitized to it. And I said earlier I wanted to connect the dots between, this is going to sound really weird, but I believe the greatest plague on this country is that sort of just sleepiness, right? That you're just, as it happens, and you're not paying attention. I don't want to engage. I don't want to get in the fight. I don't want to battle, right? And that when you just sort of are coarse to it all, you're desensitized to it all. And what happened with this Planned Parenthood controversy and what happened at Chattanooga are connected for that very reason. They're both murder. And we are desensitized to it. And the numbers are mind-boggling. Just think about that a little bit. More coming up from Fargo Street Fair today on What's on Your Mind after this timeout.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's
it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.